Okay, you two bad boys. Behave yourselves.
You, Cheryl, you're going to have to tell me where you were last night.
Working.
Working, of course. I'm the only one who really knows what you're like, remember?
Don't you go letting on.
I might just, actually. I haven't told Mary about this. I kind of wanted to surprise her.
Yeah, I think you probably will.
But we should have you two over for dinner really soon.
Yeah.
My place, though, not the scuzzed up.
Great, yeah. Dinner, yeah.
Oh, I better dash. It was brilliant to see you.
You too.
Have a lovely day. Call me later.
I might do. I might call you. Unless I meet someone prettier.
You know Magnuson as a newspaper owner, but he's so much more than that.
He uses his power and wealth to gain information. The more he acquires, the greater his wealth and power. And I'm not exaggerating when I say that he knows the critical pressure point on every person of note or influence in the whole of the Western world and probably beyond. He is the Napoleon of blackmail. And he has created an unassailable architecture of forbidden knowledge. Its name
is Appledore.
Dinner.
Sorry, what, dinner?
Me and Mary coming for dinner with wine and sitting.
Seriously? I just told you that the Western world is run from this house, and you want to talk about dinner?
Fine, talk about the house.